Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, what it do? What is up? Good Friday. Welcome to Prime Time with, well, just me, Isaac, and Schultzy, the
Merry
Schnitzel
Christmas.
Wolf. Merry Christmas to you, you little roly-poly bastard.
Appreciate you.
Big Sook is out today. I don't know why, but he is. Well, it's the holidays.
Do
it's
you
about
need
that
a reason?
Time. Well, like, I'm sure he has reasons, but no. As far as we're concerned, no. All I need to know is, are you going to be here or not? And he told me yesterday he's not. He's out, and it's that time of year. You know, it's like guys in radio, December we sort of disperse. We come and we go.
After like the 5th of December, you don't need a reason. You just kind of dip out. Yeah,
I'm out.
Most people are last week of the year. They're not even answering their email or looking at it.
Oh my
so.
God. How little commerce gets done in December?
Unless you're like literally like selling pretzels or like McDonald's or something, not a lot. You're taking returns at the retail register, and that's about it.
Yeah, I guess Christmas presents. Retail's big.
Well, like you were a bartender, but right?
I was. Yeah.
Was a big time for you in that last week of the year.
A white bartender named Isaac.
No way, you were white.
Yeah.
You've always been white. I'm shocked.
Yeah, well, I know, but you know who I'm referring to, the Love Boat.
I know. Okay. I know.
Black bartender named Isaac. Way better than me. Way more handsome.
The
too.
Love Boat.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it wasn't, but.
Reruns are fun.
Yeah, I was about to say, reruns. Have you watched? I mean, it's not like I watch reruns of Love Boat regularly, but I have seen Love Boat.
Yeah.
Within the last, 5 to 10 years, it's awful.
I mean, not in the last 5 to 10 years. My dad was a huge MASH guy, so when I was like 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, he was watching MASH reruns.
My parents too.
Yeah, right after the news each night, and then after MASH, one of the shows that would come on was Love Boat.
Yeah, I think MASH kind of holds up. MASH was a great show.
Outside of the whole Hot Lips thing, like she's, I think that might be a little.
Well, there's some racy stuff in Love Boat too.
It's the black bartender named Isaac. Really,
it was the time. Well, no, he not him. He was great.
I know,
but you know what I mean.
I was
anyway,
just connecting the joke.
December is, I mean, the sales guys are kind of here. I mean, I just saw our GM, the little general Ryan Cooley, just got back from what appeared to be a 3 or 4 martini lunch with the guys from engineering. So, it's that time of year. We're in. We're out. You never know what you're going to get. It's like a grab bag. It's a potpourri on all these shows. I know that Danny and Patrick are in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I tuned into a little bit of their show today. What a fun time it sounds like they're having for Army-Navy.
Did you see that the helmets for Navy this year are going to be hand-painted? It took over 4 hours to do each one.
No.
It's got like a it is a really like artistic version of like a Navy ship with like a really cool like orange-red kind of colorway behind it.
I love that.
It looks sick. I'm excited just to tune in and see those.
I've never been to that game, and I'm not sure I will ever make it to that game, although everyone that goes, including Sook, says it's just incredible. Okay, because I read a story that Army Navy could be going to Atlanta because it's in either Philly or Baltimore. They used to play it on campus, right? Or like on the in
yeah, like on the on the
in
base.
Their own home stadium. Yeah, yeah. On the bay. That's yeah. What I mean. But now it's either Philly or Baltimore, and they rotate or whatever. And then I read a story about Atlanta maybe getting it. What if they moved Army Navy around the country? That'd be kind of cool. Or does that mean it ruins a little bit of its pageantry and luster?
Well, I kind of thought the whole push behind it was like you have all of the troops there, and I feel like you would make troops have to travel. Like I get like trying to do it at different spots, but logistically,
well, they would have to travel.
They don't have to travel as far though, and the whole idea is like celebrating around them.
Yeah, I get it.
I like the idea, but at the same time, it's just college football's a changing, brother. We're probably going to see it. So,
yeah, I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea. I just had that thought. I wonder if that game ever came further west, maybe I'd go.
See, that's the only reason that you want it. It's very selfish. It's like, all right, so can I?
Yeah, kind of.
My way there?
Well, look, can they all come to me? And then I'll go.
All right. You and I are very, very similar. I like that. You just rather watch it on your TV unless it's two blocks away.
I don't like watching Army Navy, and I know that makes me an awful person, but I just find it to be a boring game. Now, the pageantry of it and the pregame and the I love tuning in towards the end and watching the postgame and how much it means, and I get all that. That I think that is amazing.
It's almost like the Super Bowl and all the stuff around
it's so
right?
cool.
Yeah.
But let's not pretend that the game is really ever any good, is it? I mean, is that sacrilegious to say? Those teams are... Look, I get it. Navy's a pretty good team this year. But come on, man. No one wants to watch Army play Navy other than it's Army and Navy. Well, and it's the only game on.
And the whole thing with their quarterback leading Navy to a decent record this year, it's because he runs. He's like Eric Crouch
exactly.
in 2025.
They never throw.
Yeah, they can't
ever.
Throw the ball.
It's like 1920.
And we all know what Army and Navy are. They're never going to compete with, any, not even elite. Like, I would say some of the middling teams in college football, they have an off year where they're good like this year, and we celebrate that. Like, it's about the pageantry and celebrating America, man. That's what it's all about.
That really is what it's all about. Yeah. And I'm down with that. It's just don't expect me to sit down with a bunch of drinks and watch the whole game. There's a bowl game tomorrow, I think, right? The L.A. Bowl?
There is.
The final L.A. Bowl. Guys, did you know the L.A. Bowl is going away? That
really?
Is so sad.
Oh, I'm crying about it.
How many do you think more people know that the L.A. Bowl exists or more people know that the L.A. Bowl is going away? I'm guessing more people know that the L.A. Bowl is going away than even know that it exists.
I'll go with that. Although Gronk has hosted it for a few years, so all the bros out there.
Who played in it last year?
I don't know who played in it. I know it was still hosted by Gronk.
You don't know your L.A. Bowl history, Schultz?
Hell no.
Why
would I tune in to watch that crap?
Well, it's a bowl game. It's better than... See, this is my point. It's better than Army-Navy. And this year, it's on the Army-Navy weekend, which probably is upsetting to some people who like that Army-Navy gets its own Saturday.
That's going away.
Yeah, I think that is going away.
Eventually.
It certainly is, as the college football calendar will change.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to know. How many people will watch Boise State, Washington, that's the LA Bowl, ratings-wise, versus how many people will actually watch Army-Navy? I don't know. What kind of ratings does Army-Navy get? And if Army-Navy is not a game that is a feature game on its own Saturday on Heisman weekend and no other games are played, if there are a bunch of other games, including like playoff games, down the road, and then you have Army-Navy...
Yeah.
What does it register? You know what I'm saying? Look,
it's a good question.
I feel bad. I don't want to be bagging on Army Navy. I get it. It's an incredible atmosphere, but let's not act like it's the greatest game in the world.
According to one AI, 2024 Army Navy, that set a viewership record drawing 9.4 million viewers on CBS, the largest audience since 1990, and a 31% jump from the previous year.
Okay, so doesn't even get 10 million.
No. But that's
a good number.
Damn good.
Yeah, that's a good number for
during the holiday
considering
season.
Considering what it is.
Yeah.
But it is a standalone game. See, this is my point. If it's not a standalone game, will it, could it, is it getting 5 million, 4 million?
I don't think people care enough about the LA Bowl, man. I think, honestly, yeah. you think about you the pageantry right. more, like, this is still a real game for Army-Navy. It does affect, you know, how Navy's season overall will be viewed, right? They've had a good year. Last year, both Army and Navy came in, I think, with a pretty decent record, right? They were both in the top 25 for the first time since, like, the 60s or 70s. So maybe some of the recent, like, skill in that game has made more eyes like want to tune in, but man, just the pageantry, dude. The LA Bowl, you know what? I bet you, Rob, I'm gonna go look up the LA Bowl viewership numbers. It's gotta be less than half of
yeah, it's not gonna be good. It's not gonna be good.
Yeah, LA Bowl viewership numbers
2 million
2.38. So, I think we have our questions answered, sir.
Well, you know, the Huskies are in it this year. Jed Fish bringing his Purple Tornado to L.A.
Not
well, look,
long,
there's a
maybe.
Reason why the L.A. Bowl is going away, okay? But, look, I'm just, I don't know.
I appreciate
now
you.
Now I feel like an a-hole. I feel like an a-hole. Now.
You're not an a-hole, but it was very Ropian take of you to say, like, you know what? This bowl game might be more interesting than, I don't know, two, like, defense arms that
bottom line, they're ass.
really
well,
mean a lot to our country.
You want to watch Army play?
Yes! I would rather watch them than watch the LA Bowl. Absolutely.
Would you rather watch Army or the Blazers?
At this point, I'd rather watch a football game. I'd rather watch Army.
No, Army.
Army. I would rather watch any football game, Rob. So if that included Army over the Blazers, yeah, I'm tuning in.
Okay.
Especially after a 20-point beatdown to the freaking Pellies.
Yeah, I don't have it slotted into today's program. That might stun you, but the Blazers did lose by 23 to the worst team in the league last night.
I think even diehard fans are starting to tune out a little bit.
Yeah, I have a question, though, and we'll put it in here because we aren't going to be talking about the Blazers today.
Sure.
Of course, I did not watch Blazers-Pelicans. Okay. I'm not going to subject myself to that. And you shouldn't either. But I get it. You may be a fan. And you're like, okay, I can't quit. Want to watch the Tiago Splitter-led Blazers play the three-win Pelicans. Three
I just
wins.
Can't quit you. Now four-win Pelicans.
Lord. So I looked at the box score.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. They're the local team. I gotta see what's going on, okay? God forbid watch him. No. Not watching. But I am looking at the box score. And I saw again that Caleb Love chucked up 5 3-pointers and didn't make one of them. Now, when I have watched the Blazers, and I do watch them from time to time, when I have watched them, I kind of can't believe that he keeps chucking 3-pointers. Like, I don't understand why they let him chuck. He sucks.
Who else are they going to let chuck?
Dude, he's shooting 24% from three. Why do they keep letting Caleb Love chuck crap?
Because
who does Caleb Love think he is? That guy is terrible. I mean, it's a joke. Like, do they ever really even coach these guys, or do they just let them do whatever they want? This is my thing. I don't understand it. I really don't. And now I'm getting fired up about them. Now I feel like even more of an ass.
Well, you shouldn't feel like an ass about getting fired up regarding the Blazers, man.
Dude, Caleb Love is terrible. Am I wrong? What are Blazers like? Get me into the Blazer chats. You're a Blazer nerd. Like, what are they saying about Caleb Love? Does anybody like that guy?
No. Anything that you get from him at this point is a bonus. And frankly, most people are saying about the Blazers that they have one player on the floor along with four like G League players. It was like Jeremy Grant and like four G League guys at times.
Well,
Kamara on the floor
was out there.
Night. Yeah, no, I know. I'm not saying that he wasn't out there, but Chris Murray, once again, in the freaking starting lineup, dude. Ryan Rupert getting significant minutes, and at one time, Rob was the leading scorer for the Blazers last night. It's
well,
a mess.
Listen, I know it's a mess. I wanted to focus on Caleb Love. I just don't understand. Like, it's almost as if there's so many absurd things in the NBA. It's almost as if they're actually trying to sabotage their own sport. And then it's almost like they're in the locker room before the game going, okay, how can we make us look even worse tonight? I get it. I know. Caleb, take one for the team. We want you to chuck 10 threes tonight instead of 6.
I mean, in their defense.
And you're not going to make one of them.
The Blazers were not planning on playing Caleb Love 20 minutes a game.
No,
right?
I get it.
Like, Blake Wesley was supposed to be a guy off the bench. He actually showed some defensive prowess at the beginning of the season.
Look, listen, stop.
There's other guys.
I don't care about the Blazers, okay? But I did have to point out Caleb Love, because I don't follow the Blazer Twitter and like what people are saying about the team. New ownership can't come soon enough, okay? It's a lame duck until they get new owners, and then maybe something can change. But you lost by 23 to the Pels. Not worth our time, and I've already spent way too much time on it. But yeah. But that one guy, it just blows me away that what does he think he is, Kobe Bryant? And they think he's got that potential? He sucks. He can't make a thing.
Rob, I think it's just the perfect Blazers type of player where they really lean on guys that aren't necessarily pieces elsewhere, but because it's a developmental time, quote unquote, they're giving him minutes. And that has happened year
they should
after
let me,
freaking year after year.
They should let me coach the team.
Okay. I'd love to see your little short ass down on the sidelines.
Yeah, I'll get down there.
That'd be hilarious.
I'll mix it up with these guys.
You'd probably have a couple better lineup options than one Tiago. Although, if he's working with City Sissoko and Ryan Rupert and Caleb Love.
Yeah, I mean, Sissoko's not playing for me.
Some guy named Javonte Cook got minutes last night. I'm assuming he's just like a G League dude.
All right, well, listen, we've got the latest on Sharone Moore coming up. Our NFL weekend look ahead. We have perhaps the next Carson Palmer, or I guess I could say, do we have the next Andrew Luck? Some audio to play for you. Joey Harrington will be on today. We'll ask him about, the beer ad that I saw. He was in, what's it called? The Ducks beer?
Oh, it's a Dang Green.
Yeah, Dang Green.
Dang Green.
So I was watching football last weekend, and I saw Joey in a Dang Green beer ad.
Ooh.
And I'm guessing, and it had, they did a play on, Bilotti was in it. They did a play on, like, the New York billboard that they did for Joey to try to win the Heisman. And I'm guessing that's why Joey told us he was in New York, top secret trip to New York a couple weeks ago. But we'll ask Joey about that. We'll ask him about the Dukes of Madison James. We'll ask him about the Ducks possibly winning the entire college football playoff. We'll do all of that coming up at 5:30. But I'll give you the latest on Sharone Moore. We do have charges next on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Nice to have you along. Sook's out today. I want to give you the latest on Sharon Moore. He was in court today. And I just... I actually just saw a little bit of it. I hadn't seen the... I read about it, but I hadn't seen him. And it was very sad.
I watched the whole arraignment.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it was about 15 minutes long. And they did show him, you know, before he was let out on bond.
He's in there in a white jumpsuit. And
it looks...
It's sad. It looks sad. Like, you can see a man who is... well, I don't know.
He's a broken man.
Yeah, it's broken, I think is a good word. And he... and look, that's not to exonerate him.
Oh, no defense here. No.
But it was just, it's wild. God, what a wild story. So here's what we learned. He is facing three charges, and one is a felony. The felony is third-degree home invasion. The two misdeeds are breaking and entering and stalking in a domestic relationship. His bond has been set at $25,000. His next hearing is January 22nd. So he'll obviously he will make bond. He's going to get an ankle monitor. Can't drink or do drugs. Has to continue his mental health treatment, and of course he cannot see the girl. There is one little nugget that prosecutors provided for us that we did not know, we had not heard, but basically everything we laid out yesterday about how this all went down is true. He got fired, went over to the girl's apartment, threatened to kill her and himself, and broke into her place, and that's when he got detained, and these are the charges resulting from that. But the prosecutors gave us a little detail. At the apartment, they said that he barged in, grabbed several butter knives and a pair of scissors.
My God.
And said to her, quote, "I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. My blood is on your hands. You ruined my life." End quote. Which, you know, I get it. He's going through a mental health crisis. Or that could be convenient for you just ruined your own life. You know what I mean?
Like, no kidding.
He's obviously not in his right mind. But I hate that. Like, you ruined my life. No. You ruined your own life, buddy.
Well, and it sounds like he really saw the end coming because the relationship was reportedly ended earlier this week, according to multiple sources.
Well, we were talking about the tip, like how it all changed. So they've apparently been together since 2022.
Oh my God.
Right. He wasn't even head coach and he was stooping her. Once he became head coach, he got the authority to give her the raise. So that stuff we know. Monday, and this came out in court today. Monday, she broke it off with him.
Mm-hmm.
And when she did that, he wouldn't leave her alone. He began, that's where the stalking began. So it hasn't been over the course of a month like we thought, or 2 months like we thought. It was just Monday. She said, "I want to be done." He couldn't handle that. By Wednesday, he had tormented her into going to the University of Michigan and changing her story. Remember, Michigan got wind of this. A tipster gave Michigan the information that they were having an inappropriate relationship. Michigan interviewed both of them. They both denied it. The reason that changed is because on Monday, she tried to break it off with him. By Wednesday, he had stalked her to the point where she said, "I got to do something about this. I'm going to Michigan and telling him, coming clean." And she did. She came clean. She gave him receipts, text messages, emails. So that's a little different than the previous version that we had heard. But that's why she went back to Michigan and said, "Yeah, I lied. We are having an affair." Okay. So apparently it's been going on since 2022. And the other thing is there was one correction from yesterday. The AD apparently was not fired. So that was not true. We got interneted there. We got internet duped on that one.
I'm almost just starting to just not believe anything I see. It's weird.
I just don't like I think that line. Look, I get what Sharon Moore is going through, and it is not good. It's it doesn't make him a sympathetic figure, but it's part of the story. He is having a mental breakdown here.
And I don't think you ever want to see this happen to anybody.
No, I think that's right. However, the line of "you ruined my life" says all you need to know about the way that man thinks. And I got to tell you, this is a guy that might need to stay behind bars. That tells me that he does not get it. He blames her. He's a delusional man. I mean, that attitude is why women fear men. Right there.
You're right, Rob. Well, it's beyond just this.
Because in his brain, he's the victim.
Absolutely. And just beyond this interaction, we've heard about him DMing such and such model does certain things, like following not only Instagram hots, but other stars, and DMing them repeatedly.
Well,
and,
but that, I don't care. Whatever. He's a horn dog. Well, I don't care about.
Doing it so openly on social media like that, Rob, what I'm saying, I understand that he's a horn dog, but it speaks to his mental capacity at the time. And I think that is when you start to talk about mental health and the guy and when he was crying like about after a win about Jim Harbaugh and stuff like that, maybe he didn't have it all there. I think the pieces that we're starting to put together is that he has not necessarily been like the, and we all got issues, man, but like his priorities have not been straight for a while.
No, but what I'm saying is when you say you ruined my life, that. It's wild how deranged some men get. He's one of them. He is dangerous.
Yes.
That right there shows you. And in other words, when you break into the girl's apartment, you threaten to kill her and yourself. I don't think that should just be chalked up to a mental health crisis.
No.
Oh, it's almost as if we're painting that it's a one-off. This guy is deranged. And I don't know him, but I'm telling you, that one line right there tells me he does not get it. And so we'll see what happens. He's going to maybe have to do some time. I don't know. I didn't see what the charges, if he's convicted on all three charges, particularly the felony, I didn't see what would. I imagine he does not do jail time.
I don't think so, but I think the max he's facing is like 6 years in jail for the felony, and then the other two charges are misdemeanors.
Yeah. So I don't know if he does jail time, but obviously he's never coaching again. And I just bad guy.
I guess what
he's a bad guy.
What I'm trying to say, Rob, is it's been obvious that he's been a bad guy for a while, and it's frustrating to me that nobody has stepped up until now. It literally got to the point where he is stalking this young woman. He is. And she, you know what? We could talk about like the onus that she has in this too, but guess what? He's the one that did this. He's the one that tried to hide everything, and he's the one that's acting like an ass and going out and just now with criminal intent doing things, whether his mind is there or not. So I just, it's been obvious for a while what kind of person he is. Hopefully he gets the help that he needs, but it's just frustrating that you could see this building for a while, Rob. You're right. Like he does not think he has any onus in this, but he was put on a pedestal for a long time. Why would he?
Well, I don't know. I think he's worse than, I think he's worse than just having a mental health crisis. Let's just put it that way. Anyway, coming up next, Kyle Whittingham is out. He has stepped down at Utah, but he is not retiring. We'll get to that when we return. But first, Schultzy with sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Now to coaching news, where we have more of it today. You may have heard Schultz's sports snort there, where Washington State has found a coach. It sounds like it is going to be Missouri offensive coordinator Kirby Moore. He is the younger brother of Saints coach Kellen Moore. He is only 35 years old. It's so weird, you know, now that I'm getting old, it's weird when players that I watched are getting head coaching jobs.
Yeah.
And he played at Boise State.
It's starting to happen to me. Like, I remember all those names my dad mentioned as a kid, and now that is like, oh, I remember watching you play as a kid. Now you're a coach. Like, so I'm 36 and I'm old.
So the Moores, Kellen and Kirby, played for their dad, Tom, at Prosser High School. They moved on to Boise State. Kirby, the new Washington State coach, was a wide receiver for Boise State from 09 to 13. And he did cross over with Kellen there. He went into coaching straight after playing. He spent some time working at Fresno State with Jeff Tedford and Kalen DeBoer. And then they won the Mountain West in 2022. He was the offensive coordinator under Tedford. After that season, he moved on to Missouri. So he's been at Missouri since 2022. And he will take over Washington State. Again, no idea. I'm sure he's wonderful, just as Jamarcus Shepherd is. The one thing that scares me with Oregon State and Washington State's hires is their young coordinators, that if they go in there and have immediate success, like in the first 3 years, I think they're gone. And I mean, it's not even 3 years. Jimmy Rogers, it was 1 year and he's gone.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how you combat that. I guess you hire, you know, like the Chip Kellys or the Paul Christs of the world could maybe help you combat that. But they chose to go the young coordinator route. I get it. I think that's good, but it comes with a downside. So I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. The other one today is that, as expected, Kyle Whittingham has stepped down at Utah. 21 seasons as head coach. He is the all-time winningest coach at Utah. He was at the school for 32 years. Ooh. He's been there since 1994. He's been there since 4 years before you were born.
What?
Right?
No.
4 years after.
It was like 1989, buddy. I wish I were 26.
5 years after. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But it's close. I mean, you know. You get what I'm saying.
I get it.
He's old.
He's an old dude. And he took over for Urban Meyer. I mean,
I know.
Good Lord.
Isn't that wild to think about? So Whittingham is 66. Now, interesting to note, he is not retiring. They said he is just stepping down at Utah. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to take another job. Although the Michigan job is open, it'd be an interesting fit. He's a hell of a coach. Kyle Whittingham, always really respected him. You know, we went to Pac-12 Media Day for many years and got to know some of these coaches, and he's one of the nicer ones and one of the better guys. Just a real authentic guy, really good football coach. And, Utah, by the way, is going to promote that defensive coordinator, the one who had the run-in with, I think they pulled up some old racist tweets from him or something from back in the day, and they never fired him. He stayed as defensive coordinator, and he's been the coach in waiting, and he will be promoted at Utah. So Utah does not need to go and find a new coach. Whittingham, though, means him leaving means that we have now lost two of the top three longest tenured coaches in college football this year. So Kirk Ferentz is the longest. He has been at Iowa as head coach since 1999. Mike Gundy got fired. Kyle Whittingham steps down. So do you know who is now the second longest tenured coach in college football?
It's not the Kansas State guy anymore. You got it. No.
It's Troy Calhoun Air Force.
See, I would never have guessed. I forget. When's the last time I thought about Air Force? We were already talking about Army and Navy. That's kind of the extent of my armed forces football knowledge.
And then Dabo Swinney is third. So those are the three longest tenured coaches now. I think it would be interesting to see Kyle Whittingham coach somewhere else. I don't know that he will, but it would be interesting to see. You know, I wonder if like the timing of this, because I know he's LDS.
Yeah.
I wonder if... if Satake went to Penn State, if Whittingham just jump right over to BYU.
I mean, that
wouldn't that be something?
That would have probably been the plan for him. I like your connection with the Boschable Michigan opening, though, because that, as much of a joke as many people might believe that is, I think that Michigan, the next head coach that they hire has got to be somebody that is 1,000% football focused. And it probably is a better look if you just hire some like old football mind, even though they're not necessarily down with the current NIL way of things, than some younger guy or someone that's been married for 30 years. Like there's going to be more, unfortunately, beyond just the football skills that Michigan is going to need to look at. And a guy like Kyle Whittingham, you know, for what, 3-5 years, that would stabilize the program and I think get Michigan back on the right side of things, at least in the public view. And frankly, for their students and for their donors, because they know that Michigan has a stain on it right now.
Well, maybe the moves are tied. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in Michigan.
Well, it was interesting to see that, like, Sports Illustrated was like, oh, Kyle Whittingham's retiring. And then you see a bunch of others. Oh, no, he's just stepping down. Man, it's hard to figure out. And I'm assuming Whittingham was the one that was like, hey, 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 I am stepping down. I am not retiring.
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with Michigan because I think it was it seems as if it was not really a secret that Whittingham was going to be done at Utah.
He cried after that last game, right?
Yeah, the Kansas State game. Yeah. And you know, this one had seen coming. It's just interesting that it's noted that he is not retiring and then the Michigan job is still sitting there. You know, I will say this about the Michigan job. I don't know who gets that job. I know that Kenny Dillingham's name is picking up steam.
I did see that.
But I was watching Josh Pate and Paul Feinbaum.
Mm-hmm.
They were split screen on Get Up this morning and I had it on. And yes, that's on me, I know. But you want to talk about the difference between someone who you can listen to when it comes to college football information and someone that you shouldn't. I give you Josh Pate and Paul Feinbaum because Pate got on there because they were talking about Kalen DeBoer, which, by the way, and I said this right when it came out, Michigan is not getting... Am I the only one that thinks it's absurd that Kalen Moore is going to leave Alabama for Michigan? That has zero chance of happening.
I will say...
Zero!
The last 2 months, Kalen DeBoer being attached to basically every other big college football job. And then Dan Lanning still was on the top of the Michigan candidates on a tweet or two that I saw. I'm like, can we stop? Dan Lanning literally just said less than zero, what, a month ago on the chance that he would leave Oregon. Less than zero.
I would say this. It would be good if Kalen DeBoer just came out like Dan Lanning did it and said, I love it here. I'm not leaving here.
Yep.
He has not done that, which is interesting. So I think it's internet fodder. Like it's made up that Kalen DeBoer is unhappy at Alabama and they don't really want him anyway. And he's just going to bounce from Michigan. I think I might be the only man on the planet that thinks that's absurd. Now, interestingly enough, this is why I was interested in what Josh Pate and Paul Feinbaum had to say. Mike Greenberg, I guess it was the host. He was on there. He asked them about Kalen DeBoer. And you want to talk about the difference between a guy you should listen to and a guy you shouldn't. Josh Pate said, I have spoken with Kalen DeBoer. It wasn't about the Michigan job. It was about the Penn State job because his name came up for that. And he assured me it's insane to think that he was leaving Alabama on his own accord. Kalen DeBoer loves it at Alabama. He's really competitive. He's getting great recruiting classes. Yes, they lost three or four last year, maybe three, and they've lost three again this year, and some fans are a little antsy because you know, following a legend and that whole thing. But Pate addressed that, saying, "I have spoken with Kalen DeBoer. He loves it. It's like the penultimate job." So I think it's crazy that people are linking Kalen DeBoer, but, you know, tomorrow it'll probably be Kalen DeBoer. I have no inside knowledge. I'm just saying, it bothers me when the internet just makes stuff up and all of a sudden everybody just runs with it and it becomes the thing. Kalen DeBoer's not leaving Alabama. And then Feinbaum is asked about it and he's like, well, you know, so Pate was saying, I have spoken with DeBoer. Like, mm-hmm. The people that I am hearing and people that I am talking to would be really shocked if Kalen DeBoer ever left Alabama on his own accord. He's got everything he needs there. He is teed up. You know, all this stuff, like knowledge, right, of the situation. Then you get to Paul Feinbaum, and he's just like, well, you know, if he loses to Oklahoma, he better think about Michigan because they might run him out of town. You know, so it's just...
Who are you going to go get? I hate that argument.
It's just, well, but Feinbaum's a bonehead. Like, he doesn't know anything. He just tries to get people stirred up. So anyway, Josh Pate said that, and then there was another guy, and I forget the reporter. I think he was an SEC guy who was... in Kalen DeBoer's office when news broke of Sherrone Moore's firing, and he has already put out an article about what Kalen DeBoer said. Kalen DeBoer is not... This guy was with Kalen DeBoer when the news broke, and we just ignore it. He said Kalen DeBoer is not leaving Alabama. So I prefer to trust those two guys before I trust anything Paul Feinbaum says or what internet says. So I don't think Michigan's getting Kalen DeBoer. I don't know if Michigan... Is that great I know it's a great gig, but I don't know if it's that great right now considering everything that has happened there. Coming off a championship, coming off all the cheating, coming off suspensions, coming off what happened with Sherrone Moore. What a mess. And I don't know who is going to want to take that job. Kenny Dillingham is interesting. I could see a scenario where that guy stays in Tempe to coach Arizona State.
Well, and to your point about Kalen DeBoer...
Over Michigan.
I agree with you. It's not as hot in Arizona State as far as the seat goes as it is Michigan right now. But why wouldn't Kalen DeBoer, to your point earlier, Rob, just not speak through a reporter, not speak to Josh Pate or this SEC guy, just say it.
Yeah.
Say it at the press conference.
It's a good question. I think he might. I'm guessing that in the next couple of days you might hear that from him. Particularly with his team playing in a playoff game next week.
No kidding.
If you don't, then it's like, okay, what's going on here? So I would expect you do hear that. Maybe it's just so absurd to him that he feels like he doesn't have to. Like Lanning, when the Alabama job opened that Kalen DeBoer eventually got, Lanning being a candidate there, they were sniffing around Lanning. Like they wanted Dan Lanning,
yeah.
And they were calling Dan Lanning. So Dan Lanning did have to address it. It's possible that Kalen DeBoer is saying, they haven't even, what are you even talking about? Like, they're not even talking to me. Why do I even need to address this when I'm not going anywhere? Perhaps he thinks of it that way, and that's why he hasn't said anything. I don't know. But I do think eventually there's enough people talking about Kalen DeBoer to Michigan that it would behoove him to come out and say, I am focused on this game. I am not going anywhere. Screw all of you. I want to beat Oklahoma. But we'll have to wait and see. I will say this. This is the one caveat. If the longer it goes where he doesn't say that, and Michigan doesn't have a coach, then I'm like, oh, maybe there's where there's smoke, there's fire. Okay, we got to everything we needed to there. Washington State has a new coach. Utah has a new coach. Whittingham stepping down. And then we don't know what's going on at Michigan. But I do think, the last thing I'll say is I think if they did get Dillingham, that's a hell of a hire. That guy's got a lot of energy. He's young. I mean, he's not even... What is he, 36, 35?
Yeah, I'm not even sure he's 35 yet.
By the way, this guy for Washington State, I think they said he's 33. Is that right?
More?
Yeah.
How old is he? I thought he was 35, but you 35, might be right.
Okay.
No, he is 35. I did put that in my update. So, 35. I mean, he's a younger guy. And honestly, credit to that point, Rob, credit to Washington State and Oregon State for kind of following Oregon's model with getting not just a young coordinator, but an SEC coordinator from schools, Mizzou, Alabama, They know how to play football. And frankly, it's a win if one of those guys leaves in 2-3 years. I understand you're scared about the program, but if one of those guys vaults you back up and then leaves in a couple of years, you're in a much better position then than you were now. And you combat that, Rob, by picking a couple of coordinators along the way in the next two seasons that maybe could step up and take that mantle like Mario Cristobal did when Willie Taggart left the Ducks high and dry.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, let's get to our NFL weekend look ahead. Do we have our next Carson Palmer on the Fan? All right, now to the NFL, where it's a big weekend. The Seahawks hosting Philip Rivers and the Colts. And make no mistake, they came out and said Riley Leonard was healthy. Philip Rivers is going to be the quarterback.
It will be Philip Rivers.
They haven't said that, but I'd bet you. And listen, before we get into the Joe Burrow situation, I don't know, man. I was looking at the lines. The Colts are 13.5-point underdogs in Seattle. And listen, I got to tell you, and I know the conventional wisdom is going to be, oh, Seahawks are going to smoke them. Look at them without Daniel Jones. They were terrible. Well, now they have Philip Rivers. That's an awful big line, man. The Colts are pretty good. They can run the ball.
Yeah. Seattle's run defense is good, but come on, Jonathan Taylor? Hello?
Well, and they have a great O-line. So, I mean, you know, Seahawks are going to load the box for sure. Like, they're not scared of Philip Rivers. They're not scared of Riley Leonard. But Rivers can't be any worse than Riley Leonard, can he? He should be better than that.
I thought his arm looked decent in the clips that I saw over X. Like, is he slow? Is he kind of fatter? Yes, but he can still sling it.
So if you load the box and it's like, we're just gonna let Jonathan, we're gonna make sure Jonathan Taylor doesn't beat us. You know, the Colts offensive line is good. Maybe Rivers can hit a few shots. 13.5 is an awful large number. The other thing too about that game is Seattle hosts the Rams in the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, 4 days later.
4 days later.
God,
might be a good little spot for the Colts. I'm not saying they win, but that point spread. The point spread when it first came out was 3.
Yeah, I'm putting a little money on the Colts here.
And now it's 13.
No, this is Vegas.
Crazy.
Vegas thinks they know what they're talking about.
Vegas doesn't know anything.
Nope, they're wrong. Screw them.
Wrong. So I'm going to play some audio for you here. And this is, it's not disturbing. Disturbing isn't the right word. It's, what am I looking for? Disheartening, maybe? It's the great Joe Burrow of the Bengals. Now, this kind of went under the radar a little bit. Because, well, one, the Bengals they're just not good again this year. But we had the Sherrone Moore stuff we've been talking about. A lot of college football here. But this I just caught it today. It's from earlier this week. And boy, a little bit alarming if you're a Bengals fan. Here is Joe Burrow at a press conference earlier this week.
I thought this was an AI. I'm not. Oops. Did this really happen, though?
That's the wrong one. Here we go. Hold on.
No, it certainly doesn't change my desire to win. You know, if I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
How much fun are you having right now? Is it difficult to have fun given the season, what you've been through physically, emotionally, all of it? Is it tough?
Yes, certainly.
Did you have fun playing? How much of it was fun before? Winning's always fun, but in general, was it as fun before you got hurt? Did you view it that way, at least?
No, I wouldn't say I viewed it that way, I think.
What was the changing point?
Changing point. I'm not sure. I'm not sure there was a singular moment or time. It's just a reflection on a lot of things that I've done and been through in my career, I think. And I've been through more than most, and certainly not easy on the brain or the body, so just trying to have fun doing it again.
You seem like there's something on your mind. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now.
For the football related, personally?
All of the above.
Yikes.
That sounds...
Yikes.
It's like somebody's hurting, man.
That's pretty ominous. Now, he's 29, Joe Burrow, the exact same age Andrew Luck was when he hung it up, by the way. And he has been sacked. Burrow has been sacked 29 more times than Luck was in 10 fewer games. Like, Joe Burrow is just simply getting his ass kicked out there. And that has sucked the fun out of the game for him. And he's now sitting there going, I think they're 4-9. He's sitting there going, well, what am I doing this for? I'm not having any fun. I keep getting hurt. It's, boy, if I'm a Bengal fan, I do not like hearing that, because that means one of two things. It means, one, maybe his people are ramping up the pressure on the Bengals to get him out of there, and he may be learning that the Bengals ain't going to get him out of there. But, you know, if you remember, it's the same owner that dealt with Carson Palmer. This is the exact same thing happened with Carson Palmer. He kept getting his ass kicked, and he finally just said, trade me. I'm tired of this. I don't want to be here anymore. And Mike Brown held him hostage for the better part of 2 years, wouldn't trade him, so he just retired. I mean, is it crazy to think that that would happen with Joe Burrow? Because it doesn't feel that crazy. And the other one is, the second scenario is, Burrow is just thinking about hanging him up. You know, Burrow is a very smart dude. And I know that I was listening to Peter Schrager, I think is his name, something like that, on NFL Network. Or maybe he's on ESPN now. And he was talking about Burrow, and he was exactly right in that, you know, a lot of people think of Joe Burrow as kind of this brash, pretty boy. You know, he does all the modeling, and he's into fashion, and the cigar after the LSU win and everything. But he's actually a very introspective, almost nerdy, brilliant dude. He's a lot like Andrew Luck. He's wired a lot like Andrew Luck. Very smart. And, you know, he's made a lot of money already. What if Joe Burrow just walks away? He's tired of getting beat up. And if the Bengals won't trade him, dude. So here, before we go to break, I want to play this other clip. This is the one I fired off first. And this is Ja'Marr Chase on what Joe Burrow had to say.
I thought this was an AI. I'm not. Did this really happen though? That's real?
Yesterday?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you saw.
I don't really know nothing about it at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? That's something.
You might have seen something that we're not.
I mean, but, like, I've seen a little bit from the TV walking outside from practice, and then, like, I turned my eyes, but I don't know nothing about it. At the end of the day, I see him the same every day. To me, he loves football. You know what I'm saying? But that's a him question. I can't answer that for him. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
And I'm asking for your perspective. I'm not trying to...
I don't know. From what I see the same person every day. You know, he comes to work. He loves work. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he don't look like he's bummed to be here, you know?
But
looks the same every day.
I think when after the Baltimore game, you know, you asked us, like, did you think he was emotional? Because we asked you. You know, it seems like this has kind of really hit him a little bit differently than all the other time. Now, after seeing him for the last few weeks, what do you think?
Y'all know y'all be really putting... Y'all be putting some clues together, boy, I swear. Honestly, nothing's wrong with a little emotion at the end of the day, especially coming back from injury. The man loves the game. I think he loves the game from what I've learned from him also at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say what he feels at the end of the day, but from what I see, man, he seems the same every day. Comes to work ready to play, comes to practice. The same guy, he helps me every day. You know, it's no negativity in the building from him, so.
So a lot of dancing around there, like kind of not knowing what to say, and then being like, wow, you guys are really onto something here.
Putting clues together.
Boy, I don't know what's going on with Burrow, but man, that is ominous. And in the off chance he's traded, you know, of course, same guy on ESPN, Trigger, was saying that NFL teams are now calling the Bengals. They're going, oh, that was interesting. You know, maybe we should let him a call. He has been linked to the Rams upon the retirement of Matt Stafford, because many think Matt Stafford doesn't have too much longer.
Left, yeah.
And then the Jets are interesting because they have 5 first-round picks in the next 2 drafts.
They stole stuff from the Colts and the Cowboys. Yeah.
So, boy, I would hate to see Joe Burrow retire. Of course, that's his prerogative. as texters are saying, you know, money will keep you in the game, but if you have enough money, it will absolutely make you analyze the other aspects. That's exactly right. Another text says, the amount of money these guys are making now, I wouldn't be surprised to see more guys retire early. Football's brutal. Yeah, and I mean, he's 29. He keeps getting beat up.
He's already made triple of what, like, yes, guys in the 90s and early 2000s, yes, did. You really don't need to do anything more. And
they're a bad team.
Yeah, why play for an organization that I'm pretty sure they still get, like, F-minus ratings on the player happiness scale when it comes, yeah, to, like, that survey at the end of the year?
Notoriously bad organization. Yeah. And the thing is, they may not trade him, and he may not, and he may know that. You know, towards the end, he was saying, there's a lot going on right now. And that was interesting. He, you know, maybe that means he knows something about how the team is going to handle his situation. So I would hate to see that. He is awesome, Joe Burrow. And I think it would be great for the NFL if the Bengals just traded him and you saw him with a Sean McVay or a Kyle Shanahan or something like that.
In a league with already a huge lack of quarterback talent, it would be a stunning fail for the NFL to lose Joe Burrow to retirement.
And Andrew Luck.
No, kidding.
Like, the NFL has they have an interest in this.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want two elite NFL quarterbacks within, I don't know, when did Andrew Luck retire?
The last
15 years, 12 yeah. years, 10 years. You know, that would be two in a 15-year span, just to be conservative. That's it's not good for the league. All right, we'll look at the rest of the weekend in the NFL when we return here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.